Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday. It's Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful that Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, was giving us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of where you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, at G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So, this is Friday. You know what I mean? Heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. And as we wait for my brother to join on, I thank God for all you've been listening this day. And may the Lord continue to bless you, your families, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. All glory and honor and praise go to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Amen. So let's keep that in mind. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the family of the officer that was killed during the, if you want to call, say, riot, Capitol Hill, and many of you know what happened. And let's keep that officer's family in our prayers. Amen. Very important. And I think it's another lady, a lady, if I'm not mistaken, was killed. I don't know. I think she was shot by the police or whatever. I think she was among them doing the forcing in. But let's keep her family in our prayers. And people, listen, we, many of God's servants, since last, I can say especially last July, maybe a little bit earlier than that, but especially in July, was warning the nation of more things that was to come. And beloved, it's unfolding. And it has unfolded this early. And you know, sometimes certain things are spoken, it be a little time before it come to pass. But this thing, this is what, in the first month of the new year. And we ain't even, what, when that happened, we weren't even 10 days into the new year, which showed me that there are more things to come. And this is not a message to scare you, but I pray it's a message that will light fire on your feet and prompt you to get closer to Jesus, okay? Because people, listen, I don't care what you do, you're not going to get the total antidote without him. You know, they're talking about now it is second string, a strain, or whatever they call it, COVID. Listen, people, I don't know about your job, but my job and many other jobs, you're wiping down almost everything. You're spraying almost everything. Even the keys on the keyboard of the computer that we use at work, they having us put these plastic type gloves on, you know, just to punch the keys. And people, you know, y'all heard me many times, I'm for wisdom. But I understand this too. Number one, you're not going to be able to cover everything. And number two, you're not going to be able to solve this thing totally by yourself. See, America, she's still in her pride. Because even though she hasn't figured out how to stop this thing, how to cure it, she still won't turn to the Lord. It's amazing, too. And that go to show you that everybody that be in trouble, it doesn't necessarily mean that all is going to turn to Christ. Now, you're going to have some people who are going to be in such dire straits. They're going to turn to God. But not everybody. And we got to keep that in mind because everybody has a free will. And God will not violate that, okay? So, therefore, he just simply won't violate that free will. And we're doing something of everything, you know, wiping down, you name it. And, you know, people, it's not going to cover everything. I got to tell you the truth. You know, I look at some things they had us doing or have us doing on our job. Now, you already have to do your job, but you got to remember doing all this other stuff. And then the thing I noticed, too, on our jobs, especially the last few months, and I've heard it on other people's jobs, too. When somebody comes up with the virus, the job is not telling the people that they've been around. Now, at first, when this thing started really blowing up and hitting, yeah, because it was even on my job. On my job, man, if somebody was even thinking they had it and had to be out, we was told. But I noticed lately, over the past few months, that stopped. And I have a relative that told me the same thing, and they live up north, and told me the same thing about their job, that their job was not telling them that certain people had it, okay? And so I look at that too, and I'm like, now y'all having us wiping down stuff, but now y'all gotten to a point where y'all won't even let folks know someone got it. You have to hear it through the grapevine. Kind of amazing, okay? And if you ever notice that back when this thing really started hitting here in the U.S. hard, they had so-called experts and all coming on in the springtime talking about they think the heat from the summers. Then as it got closer to the summer, they changed on that. Then they were talking about the winter may do something. Then all of a sudden they said the winter may make it worse. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus is the only one that can give you a definite, okay? Man having you back and forth, see? And we are to love one another, but God never told us to put all our trust in man. And some of us is doing it. Man, we putting so much trust in them that we have made them God. Amen. And whatever they say goes. Okay? Now they're telling you so many people together is causing it to spread like this and then and that. And then y'all been hearing about, they talking about the president at one time. We're talking about shutting the country down for what, 6 weeks or something like that? Now that's going to be very interesting. Okay, you know, but one thing about it, if you do that, you're not going to keep people in the house, or you're not going to keep people from gathering, okay? You may say, well, hey, during them 6 weeks, we want y'all just to go to the store and go home. Now, how many people you know is going to fully obey that? You got folks out there that, I mean, you can't give them a simple instruction that ain't hard to obey, and they won't obey it. So if the president decides to do that, very interesting how that's going to turn out. because that's going to be big time effect. Okay. But I'm looking at this thing and I'm looking at America and noticing how that America still in her, she's in her pride and she in a place she don't know what to do about the virus. You giving so much information, you can catch it from this, you can catch it from that. This will slow it down, this will stop it. And then you have people that call it and say, hey, I did all the precautions and I still caught it. This thing is up in the air, people. It's in the air. But we're making it like it's only just you talking to somebody up close and you ain't got no mask on. You know, all of that. Okay? But this thing in the air. Like I said, you got people that caught it and they say, hey, I did all the precautions and I still got it. Now you got people who are speaking even more doubt. When I say people, I'm talking about people that claim to be of God. When you hear statements like, if whatever's for me is for me, if God want me to have it, you know, all of that. And I'm like, wait a minute. You don't realize what you just said and what you're saying. That's like a slap in the face to God, because Jesus, we're told in the word, he will be with many stripes for our healing. Okay. Then the Bible said in Isaiah, he bore all our sicknesses and disease. It's called in Isaiah griefs and sorrows. So why would Jesus bear all our sickness and disease, get beaten with many stripes? And you know them whips they hit him with, it wasn't just no whip. It had what they call cattails at the end of them, that when they hit you, it's dug in your skin, and when they snatch it back, it ripped your skin. Now, why would he go through all that if he wanted you sick? That means what he did was in vain. And we know that Jesus did nothing in vain. He did nothing that made no sense, okay, per se. He didn't do none of that. Maybe we didn't think it was making sense to us, but it made sense once we let God reveal to us what it's about. So now you got people out here, like I said, and this thing has got more people in panic, because when this thing first really hit real bad, oh, man, people was eyeing everybody. And in fact, today they still doing it. You cough a certain way, everybody look at you. Remember that commercial from years ago? Some of y'all around my age or older may remember. And that commercial was E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. But it's like now, you know, you cough a certain way, people just looking at you funny, okay? They automatically in their mind saying, oh, he got it. If you sneeze, same way, okay? I remember I was in the line at Walmart, and there was these two ladies in front of me. And the one lady that was in front of me, I think I was older than her, but the lady that was in front of her was older than me and her both. And so the lady in front of me stepped out the aisle for a minute to cough. She coughed, then she went, stepped back. You know, she left her buggy right there, stepped away, coughed, and just came back to her buggy. Well, after the lady in front of her got checked out and left, she told me, so that lady looked at her like she wanted to take off running. Do y'all see what kind of wrong door been opened since this COVID thing going on? One of the things is the door of fear. It's a spirit of fear has gripped this nation. Okay? You can look at how people act. They're afraid to touch anything or whatever. Okay? And you can see the fear. You can see the trembling. You can see how they acting. You know, it's like, wow. You know? And you say, good Lord, what didn't happen? Amen. This thing shook this nation, okay? And now it had even got to a point where the government's telling you, say, hey, you don't need to have church service unless you got 10 people, okay? And it's amazing that
many of us as Christians, we believe more in what the virus can do than what God can do. Now, I know some of y'all get mad at that, me making that statement, but that's true, okay? Because the church was on hiding, just like the sinner man was as this thing rose up. Do you know that we're supposed to be, I'm talking about believers, we're supposed to be demonstrating the power of God. But how are we going to demonstrate it if we're running too? See, that should show us as a whole, and I'm talking about Christianity as a whole. The book of Acts church put us to shame. In the early time of the book of Acts church, those people operated so much power. I mean, you sat there and lied, you died, okay? But they had so much power that sickness and disease, it just couldn't stay in the place where they were, okay? Anytime a man's shadow come by and his shadow come over people and they get healed, that's power. Look at us today. Amen. We're being in the same boat as the sinner man. And who is it that Christ want to work his power through? The church, the body of Christ. Once again, we're hiding like the sinner man. Okay? Amazing, isn't it? And see, people, there are more things that are going to come in this year, 2021. You know, I see this thing with the riot up there, Capitol Hill. And once again, you know, many people didn't see this coming. Now, once again, there's some of God's people, his servants, who ain't surprised about this because God had given them the word to warn this nation. Look, America all last year was warned, I don't know how many times, by different ones in the vineyard. I'm talking about Christians that don't even associate with one another. What's coming out the woodworks warning you about more things that were finna come. But the nation became reliant upon the doctors like now, okay? And when I mean relying, I mean, we've been blessed with doctors, but God did not tell you put all your trust in the doctor. But this is what America has been doing. She's been putting all her trust in what the doctors them say. So if the doctors them say there is no cure, then that's what America say. America say there is no cure. You know, they talking about they had a vaccine for it. Then, you know, I heard one time the vaccine will make people sick, you know. And then you have some people saying, hey, I'm not going to take that, you know. And then I saw where they gave the vaccine to a few of them or something like that. You know, so, my Lord. And people, there's more things that's going to come. I mean, I can't stress on that enough. And seeing what has happened on Capitol Hill, you know, it really kind of, you know, put things in a certain perspective. Keep Donald Trump in your prayers. Now, I know some of y'all, by me saying that, you already just fumbling and grumbling at the mouth. Yes, he got himself in trouble. That's true. But pray for God's mercy upon him. Because like I said, he was in that spot for a reason, okay? But I don't care if God put you in a position, call you to a position, or been using you, okay? You still are held accountable for what you do. You're not exempt. Amen. Very important that we keep that in mind. Amen. So, beloved, get ready. Get prepared for there are greater things going to come. Now, in the midst of this, it ain't going to all be looking loom and gloom, if you want to call it like that. God is going to be doing some things for his people in this year too. Okay? God is going to be performing some miracles. Because, see, miracles is the acts of God you can't explain with logic. And I see how God will allow things in your life to get what appear to be real dark. Okay? He would allow things in your life to get so tight and, quote, look so bad. And then all of a sudden, boom, he makes a move. And you said, well, why did he do that? Because remember, a miracle, you're not going to be able to explain it with logic. You got to give God the glory. See, with some of us, God have done some miraculous things, but we still have failed to glorify him. We still were giving people our thoughts on how it came to pass and who did what and that do, and God wasn't glorified. So now what he's doing, he's permitted things to get somewhat a little bit tighter. You know, maybe at one time you went through some stuff, got kind of tight. God made a move, did a miracle, and you didn't glorify him like you should have. So now this next thing, you know, it looking so tight, you thinking, you might even thinking God cursed you, okay? And it's looking like God is not going to come. But he does, because he letting it get down to like it looked like almost nothing. You know, that's why I was told one of the brothers, late brother's brother, W.A. Draves, one of the brothers whom the messenger came to, and he talks about this work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I was told, he said that it's going to go down almost like to nothing. And then all of a sudden it's going to rise up. People, I pray you hear that. Some of you, the things you're going through, you know, it's like you're going almost down to nothing. But watch, all of a sudden God is going to raise you up. He's going to raise you up. And see, he's going to do some mighty and great things for his people, even this year, even in the midst of the tests and stuff that's going to come, more tests that's going to happen. He's going to do something great, okay? And, you know, we have to get in a position to receive it. See, one of the things that hurt us is that we don't get into a place to receive what God has for us. Our mind is busy on so many other stuff. We're busy doing this and that, and we don't have time for God. But the first time or first sign of trouble, we want him to do like Mighty Mouse or Underdog and come in and save the day. Glory. And I'm seeing even the more it takes you really stand in spiritual contact with God to track what he's doing in your life personally. You understand what I'm saying? Well, some of you said, what do you mean? Well, because God may be doing something in your life, quote, behind the scenes. And to you, it looked like he's doing nothing. You don't see anything. Trust me, I understand where you're coming from. You know, there have been many times I said, Lord, where are you? You know, where you at? I mean, you know, you promised me this, you promised that, and I ain't hearing a word from you. Where are you? And I'm seeing the more that takes a steady, continuous connection to God in order for you to track what he's doing. I hope that made sense. I hope that have cleared it up, the air somewhat. Because, like I said, many times, you know, he said in the word, He said, eyes have not seen, nor ears have heard. Okay? God may have done some things for you, but you ain't seen or heard everything. Okay? He wants to do more, bigger, and greater things. Now, like I said, this year, there's some things that's going to happen. We've already seen one of them as a start off with, you know, with this riot thing. Okay? Amen. And, you know, none of the people thought that this thing would be as it would happen at the Capitol. But it did. Just like we never thought in 9/11 that anyone would have the audacity to attack us, you know, on our own soil. Because why? We're America. And we have our chest stuck out, and nobody would dare challenge us or come against us. But now we're starting to see over the past, I don't know, maybe 10 to 20 years or so, that there are people who are not afraid of America anymore. I mean, their nation is smaller than America. Is willing to fight her, okay? Amen. Because when you look in the Old Testament, whenever Israel got away from God, their enemies weren't afraid of them anymore. And then, you know, when Israel is walking right upright with God, per se, their enemies would notice something about Israel, and they say, hey, no, you know, their God is with them. We're not going to mess with them. Because they knew that, hey, they mess with the people of God. While God is with them, you don't stand a chance of making it. I'm looking at so many things, you know. When this thing happened on Capitol Hill, I was looking at some of the comments. They was talking about former President George Bush Jr. or whatever. He commented on it. And basically, I'm going to paraphrase it. He was telling how bad it was. Then you had what? I think Michelle Obama, Barack, comment on it. And then you had some leaders from other nations who said that they had looked up to America until they saw this happen. Okay? And this is because of her being in the place and seeing. She's going to go through a period of shame or humiliation because many nations look at America as, quote, the great nation. They look at America as to say, hey, what we lack in America definitely has it, okay? You had some in the East and all that, they be like, I want to go to America. You had people in other countries who felt like, if I can just get to America. See, that's how high America was thought of, very high, okay? I mean, many countries held her in high esteem. But now she's starting to, so much at a time, lose respect with these other countries. Now that some of these other countries, they're starting to lose respect for her, okay? Many of the countries in the East, they don't even want their children to come over here to even go to school. And one of the things they talk about is the bad influence that America poses on their kids. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. I understand what they're talking about. You know, like, for example, many of them in the East, they don't even want their daughters to come over here because they said when their daughters come over here and maybe they go to school over here or something like that, so they come back, they're a changed person. And they ain't changed from the better. All of a sudden, they wearing tight stuff and short stuff and loose stuff, you know. And, you know, a lot of them nations over there in the East, man, I mean, let's face it. For one thing, a woman, they wasn't going for that short stuff. And, you know, y'all, many of y'all know how they dress. Even some of the men dress, you know, with these long, I don't know what you call them, robes or whatever they had on, have on, okay? And many of the women, they so covered up, the only thing you see is their face, okay? Now they come over here to America, and when they go back to their homeland, the people see them with short skirts on and shirts unbuttoned where you can see that privately. I mean, and this infuriates many of them in the East. And I have to be honest with you, I understand where they're coming from, okay? I mean, how many of y'all, if y'all was training your child in the right way and they go to a certain place that's influencing them to do evil and they come back doing evil or doing bad? Yeah, you wouldn't like that place they're going to. So, you know, like I said, I can understand where they're coming from, okay? I really do understand where they're coming from, okay, with that. Amen. And so God, and remember, America's a choice land above all lands. So God, when God chooses a land the way he chose America, he's not going to just let any kind of idolatry, worship, and all that just go on in there forever. He's going to cleanse the place, okay? This place is going to be cleansed. And see, we hear that, you know, America has become too free in just letting some of anybody in. Now, like I said, some of y'all may not agree with what I'm saying. You might say, hey, they should have the freedom, people, whoever should come in the nation. But listen, if you're not careful and watchful on who you letting in, you can be letting in the enemy to work within your domains, okay? Now, I'm not saying treat everybody bad or equal, but, man, at one point, man, America would get to a point, I mean, some or whoever could come in here. And one of the things that had really hurt this land is that not only have we let, you know, many of the other people from other nations come in, but they have brought in their idolatry, their idol gods. And so what you think that's doing? That's cursing America, okay? Amen. It's just like if you come to my house and you had, let's say you had a statue of a demon, okay? And you're coming to my house and you're expecting to come in my house, I'm not letting you come in my house with that thing. Fact, if I'm outside, you trying to bring it on land, I'm going to say keep it with you in your car, whatever. Don't bring it here. Why? Because you're going to cause the place to be cursed. Okay? Because that demon statue, demons are, it's of their possession. Okay? When you build a sum in honor of demons and gods and all like that, it's under their possession. So if you take that plate thing like anywhere, you take it in your house or your neighbor's house, whoever, well, by them owning that, hey, you gave them right to enter in your house. Okay? And we have let so many different practices of evil come and have a seat in this nation, come and mingle among the folks in this nation, that now America has become more and more cursed. Listen, I told y'all one time, and I know some of y'all may have known, is that one time in Minnesota, there was a, what he called himself, a Satanist preacher running for governor. And he had his own restaurant, lights looking gloomy, you know. And imagine that, people, in the nation. How many of y'all think that if you let someone come in your house and worship demons, that it ain't going to affect you? Think that you sadly wrong, okay? Amen. If you let somebody come in your house, even with a Ouija board, and many of y'all know what a Ouija board is. If you let someone come in your house with a Ouija board, which demons, once again, is their possession, it's their thing, it's that Ouija board is something that is dedicated to them. So if you let someone bring it in your house, That means they had brought those demons in there. And by you bringing in there, they're giving them a legal right to be there. And if you think they just going to mess with the one who has the Ouija board and not mess with you, then you are badly fooled. Because ain't no polite demons nowhere. You ain't going to find a demon in that position saying, hey, I'm just going to mess with this man that got this board. I ain't got nothing against you. I won't mess with you. If you believe that, you very naive. You very naive. And we got so much of these curses running in this nation because of what we have allowed to come in. Now, I know some of y'all, and I hate to say this, some of you claim to be Christian, some of y'all don't believe that witchcraft is real. I have talked to Christians who come out and tell me, say, well, I don't believe in that stuff. Well, you may not, quote, believe in it, but that don't mean it don't exist. It exists. The Word of God talks about demonic powers, okay? Witchcraft, in a power form like this, part of demonic powers, okay? It's also the work of the flesh, okay? But it's under demonic powers. And so we got all this stuff working in this nation. We got, they give airways to psychics, okay? And now it's 99 cents a minute. You know, they have set up shop here in America. My Lord. And wow, America, you know, she had really been shook up by some things, but she still continued to be hard-headed. And actually, through the years, America, all she have done is got worse. I mean, anytime you have leaders trying to check your sermons at a funeral or something like that to make sure you don't say Jesus in there, it's in pretty awful shape. Pretty messed up, okay? And that's what has happened. And so the question is, where's the church? You know, me and my brother Robert was on last night, and that's why I was posing the question. Even when the Roman Catholic Church have led people to believe that you get your blessings and whatever you need if you pray to a pope. Now, that is nowhere in the Bible, in the scripture, where you are given direction to God to pray to a man, okay, for whatever you need. Okay, Jesus said, ask the Father in my name. He didn't say, ask a man. He didn't say, ask Brother Nate, pray to Brother Nate. And see, this stuff is done in the open. But once again, you big time televangelists that be all on TV, you know, you hear nothing from them. You hear nothing at all. They don't say anything towards that. You have a church that has now, and they become more open and open to saying that they're God's church here on earth and that their leader they have is over all Christianity. Well, who assigned them over all Christianity? Who did that? Okay. Now, something that magnitude like that should be scripture, shouldn't it? Well, I tell you what, it ain't. You know, it ain't. God ain't set that man in the Roman Catholic Church over all Christianity. That's something they claim. But once again, you don't hear nothing from the big televangelists. Where are y'all? Okay. When this COVID first hit, where were y'all? Okay. Now you're giving sermons, preaching and teaching to have faith in Christ. So why did the message disappear when this COVID really started elevating? If there was ever a time, it should have been preached even harder. It was during that time. But guess what you heard? You heard nothing. Nothing at all. Lord, my God, have mercy. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. And so now we got this, once again, the riot, Capitol Hill. You know, Trump and told folks, you know, he was cheated. They stole the election. And many people who very desperately wanted Donald Trump to stay in there, they believed his words. Okay? They believed what he said about the election being stolen from him. Okay? And therefore, they thought to say, hey, we just go and bum rush the Capitol, you know. And you know, that's what they did. And from what I understand, what, four lives was lost? Oh, man, it shouldn't have been so like that. Shouldn't have been so, okay? But that's what happened. And I think that Trump has now been banned. Was the count been done away with on Twitter? I think that's what I read. So, but the greatest one he's going to have to give an account to is Almighty God. He's going to have to give an account for brewing this thing up and getting these folks fired up and telling them that the election was stolen from. Okay. Now you know they're talking about impeaching him for these last few days that he have left as president. They're talking about impeaching him. I come to understand too that if they are successful and say he wants to run again in 2024, he would not be able to. Lord Jesus, have mercy, dear God. And you have a string of other Democrats, you know, winning, you know. And if y'all ever noticed through these years between presidents or whatever party, you know, it's like it's just a back and forth thing, okay? If it's a Republican president, and he's on a winning team, do you see the majority, a lot of Republicans win other races? Then if you got a Democratic running for president and he's about to get in and he get in, then you see a lot of victories going to Democrats. So really it's just a back and forward thing with the Republican and Democrats, okay? Now, me personally, I do not claim to be either one, okay? And I've seen men who have taken sides and have breathed so much hate at each other till it's just mind-boggling, all because of the politics. And with those who are strong like that on both sides, there is very little to no admitting when the one who they stand for does wrong. Okay? And that's why personally, if you ask me, if I'm Democrat or Republican, I'd tell you neither one of them. Amen. Now, we was waiting for my brother here, but he's not on. And normally if that be the case, something and happened or came up. So we still thank God for this blessed day and this opportunity he have given us, you know, to be on the air. Because people, we don't know how much longer we'll be on this air. You know, we have been warning and telling you that there's going to come a day where the true believers are going to be denied airtime. Going to be denied airtime. Now, let me click my sister on here. God bless you, sister.
God bless you, brother. God bless you. I was listening to the word going forth, and the answer is the true Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is
Amen.
The answer. That is the answer. You know, all the things that's going on that we've been warned, you've been warned that there are going to be many troubles and trials within and without the home and in the church. And we know that the devil is working because he know that his time is short and he's trying to take down as many as he can. But I thank and I praise the true and living God. I praise Jesus Christ. You know, he's teaching me because of his shedded blood what we have inherited if we want it. You know, we have a great inheritance, but that is only if we want it because he gave us a choice. And I thank and praise the Lord for, you know, the words over the weeks that have been going forth and the teachings. And I just hope and pray that all who could, a minute that was able to hear the word, heard the word that has gone forth. Because I'm telling you, I have learned that Jesus Christ is the answer.
Amen. Amen. And sister, I want to offer my condolences to you and your husband on y'all loss that y'all suffered. And I'm grateful for the Lord's power in maintaining and keeping y'all during this time. You know, because... He definitely have been doing that.
And, Amen.
We're definitely grateful for what he's doing in this day and time with you also. My love goes out to all of you. And, you know, I know that God is a comforter and a keeper. And as well, he has been keeping in company y'all in this time. So we thank God for what he has been doing. God bless you, brother. How you doing there?
Mm-hmm.
Shalom.
God bless. God bless you, brother.
Oh, greetings. Good tidings. Peace. Goodwill to you all. Thought I'll tune in and see and say hello.
Amen.
And so, this is Sister Anderson. And, well, anyway, ma'am.
I say yes, sir. God bless you. God is good.
Oh, may the Lord be with you all and your husband and family and loved ones. And our heart and a greeting go out to the many families and friends and acquaintances that we have had this year and last year and transitional that taking place, you know. And
yeah.
So it's a part of life. It's a part of creation. So, and we lose loved ones. We lose people, and sometimes it's a gift from God, and and we have sadness as well as joy with that. So, I guess I look at the joyful side when people go to be with the Lord.
Well, thank God. But I'd say that if their life is in Christ, you can look at the joyful side. You can look at the joyful side, and I think and I praise the Lord. You know, He has really, really blessed. Everybody is accepting the loss, and there are four. I'm telling you, I know it was the prayers, and you know, that has blessed, already blessed, because I know the word says faith is the substance of the things not seen, but it's the evidence that I have seen that I know that the Lord is blessing. Out of the family, there's four that are out of isolation. There are two that are still in isolation, and one still in the hospital. So okay. I think and I praise the Lord for His grace. And everybody's fine. Everybody's fine. Amen. Everybody's good.
Well, great. I was knowing that during this time about national, what we call national pandemic, many people are hurting and some are suffering things. And then during this national, what we call pandemic, a lot of people are suffering loss of families and loved ones. I think in Illinois, it's getting close to 20,000. In mm-hmm. Illinois, and almost close to a million in the United States. So there's a lot of families and loved ones that are hurting, and yeah. Our prayers and our faith goes over to those people that we don't know that are part of the human family and all part of the people that we lost in our spiritual families also. And like Kim Ray, I think the same week, a few days before your husband lost his father, Kim Ray, her father, a couple of weeks ago, less than weeks ago. So transition take place. And I was looking at the as a show that comes on called The View. And sometime I'll look at it if I'll be here in the morning, it's called The View. And one of the people that's on this show is she's a Puerto Rican, partially Puerto Rican and black, and she's a she's a former prosecutor and attorney, and her husband is a physician, and recently. Her husband, which is also a physician, and her husband, mother and father, they are physicians, and they both passed away, I think, 2 weeks apart. Mm-hmm. One, 2 weeks, December or something. Then his father passed away in January, New Year's, near that. So both of them were physicians, and they got the coronavirus, and they passed away. So, you know, people are hurting, and they're losing people, you know.
Amen.
And so, and we the journey continues.
Yes.
And so we have to, as we say, we have to keep stepping.
Amen.
And that's what we do. Keep moving mm-hmm. forward and stepping forward to finish whatever our course in life is to be, and hope and pray, and that our life is not terminated or cut short or anything, and that we overcome every obstacle that's facing us as a nation, as a country, as cities, and as individuals. So, as you know, we just keep moving mm-hmm. forward and stay prepared. So,
yeah.
You know, on Facebook, we get a lot of prayer requests. They're asking for prayer all over. They're sick and they're getting coronavirus, and family members and are passing me. And so on Facebook, we get a lot of that. And the first thing I ask the person when they ask for prayer for their mother, their father, their friends, or in the hospital, they're in bad shape or this or that, the first thing I ask them, well, I say on the reply, I says, have they made provisions have they made a provision for their spiritual healing and journey? Because in our concern about their physical health, which we should be, just in case, you need to have the most important things done, which is the spiritual readiness to meet the Lord. So that's the first thing I ask them. Before I start saying I'm going to pray for their healing of their body, I want to serve notice to them the most important thing is to notify that person, are you prepared, make provision. If you don't survive, are you ready to meet God? So that's the first healing I address when I reply to people on Facebook.
Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. That's a blessing. It is. But I found that through this and through the family, you know, it opens up a way, like you're saying, to witness to them about the truth, Jesus Christ, and Lord and Savior. And have you thought about that? You know, and I think and I praise the Lord because I can say with an assurance that my father-in-law went home to be with the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Yeah, that's the more important news that we hear about when we talk about people transitioning.
Amen.
That's the most important part of because we know we have to leave, and so even though we don't want anybody to leave, but we know we got to go. So you're never fully prepared for that, but you know you got to go. So you want to go to the place that you have decided to be with the Lord. So that's the key thing of your whole life. The whole point of life is the word of the Lord tells us is to finish our purpose and mission and prepare to meet the Lord. So that's the whole journey, a whole complete in purpose is after you finish your mission in Christ is go to be with him. So that's the whole point, prepare to meet God. And now the other thing, when we hear the word healing, and most people when they hear the word healing, they think physical. They always think physical when they hear the word healing. But the physical healing is not the most important healing.
Amen.
And sometimes we, in our of understanding wanting people to be well physically and live, that's not the most important thing in that person's life concerning eternity. Their healing and their well-being, the mental healing is second, but the spiritual healing is the first. And the physical healing is third. And so healing, the word healing is often related to the physical. And so people jump to healing, okay, let's get you healed. No, let's get you redeemed, healed.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, let's think of it that way. Let's get you, your spirit and life ready to be healed. Spiritually healed.
Amen.
So that's my view about the gospel. Now, here's the thing that all around the world, during this what we call situation that came up called what we've called coronavirus that hit us. But before that happened, do we realize that there were thousands of people dying and having an epidemic in these nations already? That thousands of people are dying of hunger, disease, already in many of these nations. This is what people don't think. They think, oh, this pandemic is terrible. Yeah, it is terrible. But do you realize that one half of the world was in conflict, war, plagues, disease, famine, earthquakes, already, and thousands of people was dying all over the earth with diseases, famine, hunger, already. And they was having their pandemic already. You know what I'm saying? You could, if you don't believe it, go to and Google, see how many people in the other part of the world, in the Far East, Middle East, and Africa, see how many people are dying for all kind of water diseases, In India, the water is terrible. You die. Or in certain parts of Africa, certain Asian countries are dying of all kind of disease and no medical care. No proper food, no famine dying. In some parts of Africa and Russia, diseases, plagues, before all of this happened. And so when we hit America and the European, we think this, it's terrible. Well, they were having this in Africa, in the Philippines, Sudan, certain parts of Russia, Asia, was having these plagues all through their life. So this phenomenon, this is terrible. 1 million people have died around the world. Regrettable. Really pitiful. But before that even came about, there were people who was really suffering in Israel, in all of these nations, Ethiopia, Sudan, and so when Mr. Obama was in office, that was a breakout of this virus, terrible disease, and he got a hold to it and got control of it. But Mr. Trump, he decided that, let's not talk about him. Let's put our time in prayer about how he dealt with this. He dealt with this a different way. He chose to say, there's nothing to it, it's fake, it's false, it's fake news, or whatever, I don't know. So we find ourselves in a thing that we can't control, and it's awakening us to the need of God. So, and the other things are coming to try to awaken the world and awaken America to the great need.
Yes. Amen.
Now, the problem about this is the example that the Lord is trying to teach the European Union and the Western world and the Western Christians and the world, but mostly America, what he's trying to tell us or speak to us or allow these things is to humble us. This is what Isaiah said, Hosea, Amos, and the Revelation said, God is going to humble the nations. He's going to bring them low. The haughty, the proud, the exalted, who has thought they will not acknowledge the true living God. He's bringing the nations low. He's humbling them and cracking them and calling them to that you have to call on. You're going to know the true living God, that I am God. I'm the living God. I'm Yahweh. I'm the eternal God of Abraham, Isaac, and that my son Jesus want you to know that he's the only way, hope, and life. And so the nation, it's time for them to be shaken and awakened. And that's what's happening. And it's going to shake more than this.
Amen.
God bless you, Sister Helen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. God bless everyone.
God bless you, Sister.
Shalom.
Amen.
Shalom. Everybody been drinking that alkaline water?
Drinking it.
Yes, sir.
Have you been, Sister, my nutritionist and neuropath, have you been drinking your, elderberry tea or peppermint tea or green tea, whatever it is, your sea moss and your sea sop and your black seed oil and well, see, God is wiser than all of us. And he made possible, he put healing and health into every practically every tree or every herb that in the earth, he said originally that in every food there's life in its original state. So every food that he's planted originally, and every tree bears health and healing for us if we use it properly. So he meant originally for us to get, because all medicine comes from the earth. All medicine that pharmaceutical doctors, they have to go to the tree, to Amazon, and use and get all that stuff. That's where it come from. They just process and pharmacize and make money out of that. That's all that. But in the, its original state, we can go, like in the country, in the rural state, go get some fast bread, go out there and get that weed, go out and get that, kill that. And our parents should go out there and get that stuff out of this and kill pneumonia, asthma attacks, colds and influenza and everything and cure it, and they didn't go to no physician.
That's true.
They didn't go to no. They couldn't if they want to, because they had no money, no transportation. So God gave them the original plan, gave them the original plant life, what plant, what food to get, and so now we don't got super smart.
Yeah.
Since we don't got, he don't gave us added knowledge, and we super smart. And and they're making billions and billions, and doctors are helping many people to live. And he gave us physicians and many types of physicians that are helping us with health and life. But in the doing that and making money, the medicine they give us, some of it is harming us and destroying us too. At the same time, they're doing a lot of good. So we just have to be aware of the process that they are healing us and using, because you can't take all of their medicine. You have to go back to the original tree and plants. So I'm asking you, are you going out there and getting some cabbage and using the cabbage for the cleansing, or the celery stick, or the tomato, the cucumber,
amen.
Or the goat's milk, the goat's milk, or whatever.
Yes, sir.
I know y'all don't y'all don't want no good goat's milk, do you?
No, sir.
Pardon me.
I never tasted goat milk before.
Shame on you. And you miss good goat. If you ain't had a good goat milk, you just a miss it, child. That's all to it. I can tell you. That's,
oh wow.
Y'all just missing the good stuff.
Wow. I'll take the cabbage, the beets, the celery, the greens. I'll take all of it. Yes, sir. Even the dandelions, they serve a purpose.
Oh, yeah. Every herb-bearing thing in its original state, before you got all this pesticides and all this other junk on it, is for your health and your wealth and for your food. He called it your food because it's for your health and your life. America and Western civilization, our biggest problem is we eat too much processed food, which is mostly is deadly.
That's
you understand that even though it has some good, the process which we process in the Western world also kills and harms us.
Yeah, that's true.
Gotta tell you like it is, child.
That's true.
I mean,
that's
too much processed food with preservatives, with all these preservatives.
Yeah.
I said again, with all of this preservative and frozen stuff, is giving our body a fit.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. That's true.
And we got to get that stuff out of our system. That poison toxin would build up in our colon, in our inner colon. And that's why you got so many colon cancer. You got so many digestive cancers and tumors forming in our body. And because we're destroying for the lack of knowledge. So we have to be aware of godly wisdom and knowledge. And so that we may be well and live long and prosper and be in health.
Amen.
Amen.
And when the Lord began to speak to me years ago, when I first started as a young man, about sickness and health and healing. And people are actually in the spiritual realm, they believe in faith healing, which is one of the highest way that God has dealt with his people. But he also provided another way and other ways for humanity, because all mm-hmm. men don't have faith. And that's so he provided other means for the shine on the just and the unjust to give them insight to health. So the law of health was given to Israel in the Bible, a law called the laws of living life health. And he gave it to Israel, and Israel was to convey this to other nations about health. But most people in the Christian world who are in a full gospel of faith movement, they just totally depend on faith. Now, that's good if that's what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But me, I'm going to take all the things that God has provided us for my benefit.
Amen.
You can do what you want to do, but whatever wisdom God has conveyed about my health and my healing, if it's benefited me, hey, here I come. Here I and I listen here. I'm not against a person that want to totally complete depend on faith. That's them. That's the way they want to go. Okay? All men don't have the same level of faith. Everybody don't have the same measure of faith. And so God provided some other things for them that don't. So we don't have to condemn nobody. We got to condemn nobody.
Yeah.
You know, God has given all. Remember this, what James says. Every good thing, every good gift, even perfect, complete thing, cometh down from God. God has provided it. Now, man get hold to it and corrupt it.
Yep.
I said, every good and perfect thing comes from God. But when man get his hand on it, try to make some money, he go and corrupt it.
Amen.
You see? Don't you see?
That's true.
Now, in our effort to heal people and make money and put it on the FDA and call it make it safe and put it on a patent law, that means they can make money. And that's why they want you to say that you go to the health food store. They can't say this will heal you. Here's the thing. They call it self-protection. Well, you go to the health food, you can't say nothing about that this will heal you. You can't use it. You got to go through the medicine, the doctor. That's the only thing you can say. That's what heals you. To make you well. So that way, they keep making trillions of dollars and trillions of dollars. And the other people who don't use patent or FDA medicine, they can't use the natural means and call it, this is for your health and your healing. You can't say that. That's illegal. You can't say that. We'll put you in jail. And see, this is called capitalism. Capitalism. It gets over into greed. And so I appreciate the medical doctors. They've saved millions, and they're a gift from God, so I thank God for them too.
Amen.
But I think for the spiritual physician and the natural physician, God has given us natural and biological and physicians, but he's also given us spiritual physicians. So when Jesus went everywhere, he showed us the higher form of healing, but he's also taught Israel the higher form how to keep your health. Now, if you learn how to keep your health, you won't need the doctor. Well, I mean, if you want to go to the doctor and do stuff, that's okay. But I said, if you learn how to keep your health and maintain your health and walk in health, then you won't have to go the other way.
Amen.
I prefer to learn how to keep my health and keep my life.
Amen.
Okay? And if I learn the laws of faith and the law of wisdom and the laws of life that he taught Israel, the sanctified people says, I don't need none of that. Go ahead, child. Eat yourself to death. Go ahead and drink yourself to death And, and you don't need wisdom. All you need is faith. So if you say that's all you need is faith, I pat you on the shoulder. You go right ahead.
Yep.
I ain't mad at it.
Mm-hmm.
And if these plates feel like they eat all this processed food and do some things that are contrary to the health, and they think faith is going to resolve everything.
Yeah.
Faith is not to contradict wisdom.
That's right.
Amen.
I said faith is not to contradict wisdom or learning the laws of maintaining your health.
Amen.
For example, I don't care how much faith you drink. I don't care how much faith you got. If you don't put no water in your body, you're going to eventually die. I don't care how much faith you got.
That's right. That's
true.
That's so true.
See, see, the laws of health, you got to drink proper water. And so, well, I got faith. I don't have to drink no water. Okay. Your kidney going to say, hey, listen, I don't care what faith you got. I need some water down here.
Water. Amen.
You go with your faith, but this my body. Your body gonna say, "I need some water, brother. I know you saved and all that, but I need some water down there."
Some water.
Amen.
So sometimes we get so saved that we don't have common sense.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
I say you get so saved you ain't got common sense.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the Lord gave us the law of temperance and moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do we teach about temperance, one of the fruits of the Spirit, and the law of moderation? That means that when you sit down, it don't mean for you to eat the whole pie because you like it.
Uh-huh. Amen. Amen.
It don't mean for you to eat the whole gallon of ice cream at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's right. Uh-huh.
Mm.
It don't mean you to overstuff yourself because you like it. And now, it don't mean that you're not supposed to be eating in the nighttime, because the law of wisdom said when you lay down, your body is supposed to rest and get rid of the substance. But when you overstuff and fool it, it has to work all night to try to digest. See, here's where the law of wisdom come in, and people say, I got faith. Well, then saved people, sanctified people get the same diseases and problems that the unsaved. And there's a reason. I don't care how saved you are, or how sanctified the Holy Ghost you got, you can get cancer, and you can get arthritis, and you can get bursitis, and you can have kidney problems, and people don't understand that. They say, oh, I'm saved, but your body ain't saved.
That's right.
All right, then, I done said enough.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But one of the greatest things to bring health is to have a constant prayer life, a visual prayer life. If you have a very, very, very prayer life, a vision prayer life, and a diligent it is the most cleansing and healing, not only for your spirit, but for your body too.
Amen.
And if you live a fast prayer life, a constant, moderate, fast, and prayer life, you overcome many things.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Because when I used to, at the beginning, used to do more fasting and prayer, I had less problems in my body, in my mind. Listen, when Jesus said, deny yourself, it goes further than we think when he said, deny yourself.
Deny yourself. Okay.
I believe it. Yes.
Amen.
So when your body want to eat in the late, in the nighttime, and you got to fill the appetite and put that food and lay down on it, even your physicians tell you that that's not wise.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you ever went to sleep and got 8 hours, and when you woke, it felt like you've been wrestling with the devil even though you slept?
Oh, yeah.
No, you ain't never spent. Most people don't understand that they can get 12 hours and they still don't have enough sleep.
Be tired, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't understand the law because they don't understand the law of God. And so they say, I need 14 hours a day. I just can't get enough. I know, because you don't know what the problem is.
Yeah, that's true.
Because sleep and rest are two different things.
Sure is. Amen.
I said sleep and rest are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing, your body must have a certain type of mineral, an enzyme in your body for your nervous system and your other system in order to be at ease.
Mm-hmm.
At ease. If you're not at ease, you're gonna be diseased.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, as I said, it's one last thing. And I learned this. You'd be surprised how the Lord would teach you if you want to be taught.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But if you don't want to learn, then you won't learn.
That's right.
And the greatest problem with most people is their central nervous system.
Yeah, I believe
and
that.
And their two system, the colon and the central nervous system. Most people live under stress all the time, or most of the time, or half of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You hear what I say? Most people live under stress, some 90%, 70%, 50% stress all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest killer and producer of disease.
That's true.
It's called worry and frustration. We call it worry and frustration. The Bible called it anxiety, oppression.
That's
now, we can do something that we don't need to. You can do something about it. You can make a choice about worry and about stress. You have to make a decision.
Amen.
God can't make you stop worrying.
Mm-mm.
God can't make you being upset and being upset. He can't make. He can't. In fact, he can't do anything about it unless you make a choice.
Uh-huh. Amen.
So some people, they worry all the time, and most people worry 2/3 of the time. And I got mine. You know, I got my worry down to almost 15%.
Okay.
I'm improving a lot.
Hey,
man, I don't get upset when you tell me about bad things, terrible things, and people get mad when you don't get upset. What, you know, they get mad if you don't get upset. And they'll get mad with you just because you won't get upset. But what is upset going to do?
Nothing.
Okay.
That's
take
true.
The other route. Jesus said, be at ease and be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you have to moan and get it out of your system and move on. If you have to cry, get it out of your system, release it, move on. Okay?
Yeah.
If you have to weep, okay. Weep, get it out of your system, move on.
Yeah.
Amen.
Don't build no castle there.
Amen.
Don't build no house there.
That's right.
Jesus always told his people that you're going to have sorrow, you're going to have tribulation, you're going to have grief, and these things are going to come.
Yes.
He said that's a part of life. Now, the Christian is supposed to know what to do with these things.
All right,
then. Okay, then. I done said my little thing.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank God for those.
for the word of the Lord. Thank God for once again another blessed broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night, another Heart to Heart. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock p.m. And from 6 to 6:30, my brother, Brother Robert Gross, and I will be back on as we continue with Revelation 17. Look for the advertisement tomorrow night from 6 to 6:30. So once again, we thank God for all you've been listening. Yes, Brother Lee, this is Brother Nate, Sister Hans and Sister Teague, we love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless.
Amen.